A very warm welcome to all of you to Ayurvedic Healing and Beyond podcast, and this is your host, Dr. Vignesh Devraj. In today's episode, I want to discuss some of the questions many of my patients ask, especially when they come and do the Panchakarma. And some patients even ask before they want to do the Panchakarma, okay, doctor, I come and do this fantastic treatment for 2-3 weeks. And after that, I suspect myself to get back to my old habits. Now, then what's the point in doing these treatments of Panchakarma? Then I'm cleansed, I'm purified, I feel so much good. But then what is the point if I'm going back to my old same lifestyle? Because I don't think my environment is going to change so easily. So this is one question many patients ask me. And especially this is also one of the reasons many people really doubt, should I really go and do a 2-3 week Ayurvedic retreat in the first place? So to them, I always say, you know, it's like saying, should I really take a shower? Because I know that even if I take a shower, I'm going to feel dirty after some time. So what's the point in taking shower? Or what's the point in cleaning the room? Because even though the room is going to get dirty after I clean the room, so what's the point in cleaning the room? So it's a very similar approach in asking, what's the point in doing the Panchakarma or Ayurvedic treatment if I know that I'm going to get back to my unhealthy old habits? Now, before we think about what's the point if I'm going to get back to my unhealthy old habits, that is not true. Usually what happens, this is my observation in many of my patients. Every patient who has come and did Panchakarma, most of them would say, after I did this, I felt so good. Some patients said, I felt so good for more than a year. Some patients say, I felt good for 6 months or more. Some said it lasted for about 4 to 5 months. At least these are the benefits that they felt. But then what happens is, they feel, if I do this and then I should not get back to my old unhealthy habits, that's the only way I can get the best return of investment of my money and time that I'm going to do that. But the thing is, it's not just about the how long will it be I will feel good for the rest of my life. No, you will get back to unhealthy habits sometimes. Maybe there will be enough parties that might come across your way. There will be stress that will come. You have to get back to your real life and face the reality that is happening. And in some people, if it is stressful, you will learn much better to deal with it. If it is not, you will learn much better to redesign your environment. This is what has happened when people do a proper good Panchakarma therapy. So usually, what to do immediately afterwards? So I tell, let's say you did a 2.5 or 3 week a good Panchakarma or an Ayurvedic treatment. I recommend them to take 1 week after they finish and when they go back to their home. Take 1 week to behave like you are recovering from a flu. Now, how do we behave when we recover from a flu? We feel tired, we feel low in energy, and we avoid any group gatherings, we avoid any parties, we eat very healthy or easy to digest, and we go to sleep on time, we wake up on time, we don't put a lot of stress, we try to eliminate a lot of appointments, and we engage with ourselves. The same way, if you can do that, especially if you did a very intensive Panchakarma, what will happen is your body will get enough time to recover and your ability to face the reality of the world will be much better. Now, let's just deconstruct what happens during Panchakarma. Now, usually when you come to a Panchakarma retreat, let's say like a place like Sitaram, you are without coffee for, let's say if you're drinking coffee and if you have a habit of taking 1 or 2 glasses of wine a night, you are without these stimulants for 2.5 weeks. And then what happens? After the first few days of your retreat, from the 5th or 6th day, usually many people's sleep cycle gets better. They sleep on time, they wake up on time. And then at the end of their stay, many people would come and I remember many patients coming and telling me in the first days, they were very worried that the portion of the food is very small. How are they going to survive for 2 weeks? And at the end, they realize, oh my God, just two weeks and I'm able to feel very satisfied with just small portion of food, because our body will get used to just little bit of food. I'm feeling very energized. So when you're in that stage, you want to continue that good feeling. You want to continue that good sleeping hygiene that you have. You want to continue that waking up fresh in the morning. You want to feel that lightness in the body, because nothing feels as good as feeling healthy and light in the body. Yes, there are many other emotional feelings, but I'm talking from the physical point of view. Nothing feels so good like when you're very mobile, when your flexibility is fantastic, when your energy levels are very good, when you wake up very fresh in the morning, when you're able to digest food very well, when you get sleep very deeply and soundly, when your emotions are fantastic, when you're able to think and articulate very well. This is a fantastic state of health that we can aspire to. Usually when people don't have any severe disease, when they come and they're quite okay, and when they do a panchakarma, they upgrade their vitality and their sense of health to another level. And at that level, when they feel that, many patients come and tell me, "Doctor, now what must I do?" Before, it's not like, what are the things I can do? Now they come and say, "What must I do so that I can sustain this feel-good factor that I have in my body?" So I tell them, start with 1 week, or you can, if you have the luxury, to take up to 10 days. Behave like you're recovering from a flu. Don't take too many stressful activities. And then after that, you can get into high intense works, high intense duties. And then don't immediately start your workouts or gym or yoga. Take a little bit of time, because your body went through a little bit of difficulty. Because panchakarma is a stressful therapy that is done in a comfortable environment for the body. Because you are not allowed to eat all the things that you used to eat. You have to do a lot of purificatory therapies. And after that, the body is slightly tired. And so you need to give the time for the body to recover from that. And after that, what happens? You go back. After that 1 week of recovery mode, then what you do is your ability to say no will get better. You'll start saying no to unhealthy things. When friends say, "Oh, you look so great. How do you manage to do that?" And then suddenly, you know, once you clean your car, you don't want to drive it on a muddy road. You feel so good, and I want to keep my car clean as long as I can. The same approach and the mentality will come into you, and you will start getting a new identity, and people will start saying, "Oh, you look great. What happened to you?" And that approach will help you to keep it up. And then, of course, if you had a very strong history of unhealthy habitual patterns, then maybe it might slowly start seeping in slowly. Maybe it starts with coffee, and then one party you had some alcohol, and then you start binge, and then suddenly you feel, what if I get back to my square root where I was? But the point is, even when you go in, even if the worst case scenario you get back there, you will start getting something called as a benchmark of what it meant to be feeling light and good in the body. Many people forgot what it means to feel light and healthy in the body. Many people have a faint memory. "Oh, at this point of time, I was feeling very good and light." But once you do a good Ayurvedic retreat, what happens is that lightness will come back to the body. That energetic, vital self will come back to the body. And that memory is very important. Because once you get that memory, every time, you know, sometimes we might indulge, we might do something unhealthy, we might put an all-nighter because of the work. There could be stressful events, because life will demand such things, especially the current lifestyle that many people are surrendering themselves to. But your ability to limit that intensive, stressful day, you will minimize it. And then, even if you feel low, you'll realize, "I know I have the potential and I know I have the choice to get back to my healthiest self." That state of mind is the biggest gift you will get when you do a good Ayurvedic healthy retreat. And once you have that mindset, you know that you have confidence. "I can go back to my healthy self." Usually what happens, where do people get into chronic illness or, you know, diseases that are very difficult to reverse? Slowly they realize, "Oh, I'm aging. I'm getting unhealthy. I have to live with it for the rest of my life." And this is that becomes their new normal. So that we are able to break that pattern and give people a mindset, you can get back to your healthiest self. So that is the first thing I tell. You will get that mindset, and that mindset is so precious. And after that, prioritize your sleep. Try to eat on time. And even if you indulge in something unhealthy, immediately get back to your healthier, disciplined life. Yes, there will be days when you go out, there could be some incidents where you might feel like binging, but come back to that state of where you feel healthy. And that will give you more self-confidence. That will give you more self-respect. In that way, you will slowly reach there. And usually when you have the final consultation with the doctor, they will put you through a protocol. How and where I can do this. Maybe, you know, it's not possible that, you know, we can do such therapies every 6 months or 10 months. Sometimes some people do it every year. Some people do it once in 2 years. But the point is, maybe you could also take a weekend, go to a yoga retreat or a Vipassana retreat or a time with yourself being outside in nature. And you will start prioritizing more and more of your time. And that will make it much easier. You will become more productive in life. You will become more meaningful. You will start looking at doing things that are more fulfilling and meaningful. So this is the change that happens. So be prepared for 1 week of behaving like recovering from a flu. And then prioritizing your schedule and your circadian rhythm and eating on time, sleeping on time. And then prioritizing movement, health, like working out, doing yoga. And that itself will make you feel. Now, looking back after my Panchakarma, myself before Panchakarma and after my Panchakarma, I see a big difference. And I feel more relaxed. I feel more healthier. I feel more light. And even if I see that I'm losing my track, I know I can get back. So this is what happens, and this is how you should prepare yourself post your Panchakarma stay. Thank you for listening to Ayurvedic Healing and Beyond.